Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, in today's video, I've got three fantastic entitled parent stories for you, which you're gonna absolutely love. Entitled man gets angry at my mum for not getting a suit for cheap and then tries to steal it. Hey guys, my mum used to have a job as a manager of a suit tailor, and she told me about a time when a very annoying man walked in expecting a suit for a way too low price. So, one day, my mum was on her break when she overheard someone yell, "This freaking shop, unbelievable!" She quickly ran over, and in her professional voice said, "I'm sorry, sir, what's the problem? You're telling me that this is 200 quid?" "Yes." "What the F? It should only be 50. "Sir, here at our store, we offer the finest business suits, so this is practically a bargain." "That is BS. A freaking bargain?" "If you're upset with our prices, then you should go somewhere else to buy it or just rent one."
"No, this one's the closest shop to my house, and it's still far away."
"I'm sorry, sir, but there's nothing we can do. I recommend you leave."
"I will not leave until I get a suit."
"Sir, leave now or we will call the police."
"All right, fine. Trashy shop."
My mum thought she was dealing with a mildly insane customer, but what he did next was insane. He grabbed the £200 suit and made a run for it. Now, it's a good thing that there was a doorman watching the entire situation unfold. As soon as the thief tried to sprint out, he got tripped up by the doorman and gracefully fell over. He was knocked clean out. My mum didn't want to press charges against him, so now his reputation isn't that guy who got arrested for attempted robbery. Instead, now he has to live with the shame that he was tripped by a 55-year-old man after trying to steal a suit. I don't know about you guys, but I think £200 is, yeah, it's expensive, but I think it's a pretty reasonable price for a really nice suit, you know, a top tier suit that you're only going to wear on special occasions, not £50. I mean, £50 is still a lot of money for a suit, kind of, but I mean, you wouldn't expect to get, you know, a nice designer suit for £50. That's just ludicrous. Then trying to steal it, yeah, I mean, that's criminal. I really don't understand, OP, why you didn't press charges. That's what I would have done, because, you know, it's not exactly pressing charges. It's more, you know, reporting something illegal where they were trying to steal a suit from your store. Seems obvious to me, but hey, you didn't. Your choice. Now moving on to our next post. Entitled patient tried to lie to my boss about me, so I got her discharged from the hospital. I always listen to these stories on YouTube, and I never thought I would have a story to post here. But here I am. For context, I work in a hospital that specializes in elective surgeries. Therefore, a vast majority of the patients that come into my office are people willing to pay thousands of dollars out of pocket to fix physical but not life-threatening issues. My boss is considered the best in his field throughout the entire world, and it is particularly difficult to schedule an appointment with him unless it is months in advance. I received a phone call from this woman. Let's call her Entitled Jerk, and the conversation was as follows. "Doctor's office, how can I help you?"
"I need an appointment so I can schedule surgery, and I was told by the doctor through email to call to be scheduled next week."
"I'm confused. I'm sorry, I'm not too certain what you're referring to. The doctor's not going to be in office next week, and their next availability for consultations is not until May."
What are you talking about? They told me in the email to call and schedule it, and I'm a sitting judge, so I need an appointment next week."
"Okay, mom, give me one moment while I look into this." I put her on hold and walk into my supervisor's office and ask if my boss had sent word about a last-minute patient being added on that I was just unaware about. They say no, but to ask if the patient can forward the email so we can confirm that it was the boss who said that. This is a common practice in the office I work in, as there are instances where the boss talks to a patient but forgets to inform the staff. If we're overbooked for a day, my supervisor has to open a specific time frame in order to schedule any last minute patients. I then take her off hold. "I'm sorry, mom, but are you able to forward the email to me? It doesn't seem that there's any record of you coming into our office for an earlier appointment. I just need to confirm before I schedule." For some reason, this statement activates some secret emotional bomb in the back of this woman's brain, and she immediately becomes more hostile.
No, I will not. I'm a sitting judge, and you asking me this is extremely rude and unprofessional. I spoke to the doctor through email. Are you actually doubting me right now?
Well, to be honest, yes.
I can't believe this. I need to have surgery on this date, and you're gonna give it to me.
I'm 1000% over this woman at this point. Okay, mom, I'm gonna ask my boss to send me the email when he's out of the OR. So I'm unfortunately gonna have to get back to you about your appointment dates.
Thank you. And just as a word of advice, watch your tone the next time you speak to me.
Okay, click.
A few hours later, my boss comes back to the office and tells me they have received an email from the entitled jerk, saying that I was rude and unprofessional to her, and that I was refusing services to her because I wanted to invade her privacy and she said no. Luckily, the whole time I was on the phone with this patient, my supervisor was in my office listening to the entire call on speakerphone. Otherwise, no one would have been able to confirm that I was not being unreasonable and rude to this patient. My boss goes on to explain that they never promised an earlier appointment to her in the first place, but to check with the office to be put on the wait list for an earlier date. Now, knowing that the entitled jerk is nothing but a miserable liar that throws tantrums when no one believes her, I asked my boss if it was really worth it keeping her as a patient, to which he said, well, no. While I was happy with this decision, because I don't have to deal with this woman anymore, I felt bad for any other physician that is going to have to deal with this lady in future. What I didn't know at this point was that my supervisor called patient advocacy, essentially an HR that handles awful patients, and they agreed that her behavior warranted her not to be accepted as a patient by any physician within the hospital. So now my boss, supervisor, and I have to call her tomorrow to inform the hospital's decision to discharge her. Honestly, karma is not something you should F with.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The major issue that I've got with this woman, and by the way, there's nothing wrong with asking for an earlier appointment, that's absolutely fine. It's just when you feel like you're more entitled to an earlier appointment because of your position, because of who you are, than other people. Ultimately, if there isn't an earlier appointment, you know, to give to you, that means someone else has that appointment. Theoretically then, I guess this woman is saying, you know what, promote my appointment, make me have my surgery first, and we'll just delay someone else, even if they might need it way more than this woman. That's the major issue that I've got with her anyway in this story. I mean, not to mention the fact that she completely lied about having emailed your boss. Clearly that just didn't happen, and that was just her way of trying to get an earlier appointment, as well as, you know, flexing about her job. But yeah, the problem that I've got is that clearly in this situation, if she was to get an earlier appointment, if OP and the doctor were gonna, you know, fold and say, fine, just come in early, someone else would have to, you know, be sacrificed, and that could be really dangerous. Who knows?
Now moving on to our final story of today's Entitled Parents video, karma hits entitled Kevin. I've heard that a Kevin is the male version of a Karen, so that's what I'll be calling the main character of this story. Yeah, I'm not sure about that, OP, to be honest, because I think a Kevin is more of a person who just doesn't understand what is going on in the world, has no common sense, and makes truly awful, crazy decisions, but they don't mean it. They're not an entitled person. I think Chad is a better name for a male Karen. I mean, to be fair, if you guys have seen my videos on r/stories about Kevin, you'll know that Kevins, the name that we give them anyway, are not entitled. They're just dumb. But anyway, OP's called him Kevin, that's absolutely fine. Let's get into the story. I've worked retail management for over a decade, and I've dealt with my fair share of Karens and Kevins. But this one particular Kevin sticks out. The setting of this is a retail drugstore chain. He was always complaining about everything. Everything from a customer smoking in the parking lot to having to wait 5 seconds for the cashier to acknowledge him. He once called me a greedy businesswoman when I refused to sell him the display model for a fan. There were plenty of those fans in their boxes. The main problem was that he needed our pharmacy. He took a multitude of prescriptions and he had our state's version of Medicaid insurance. Medicaid is government-funded insurance for the low income. Although it's free, it comes with a lot of restrictions and paperwork. One of the main restrictions was that it will only cover generic medications, unless authorized by a doctor. To get this authorization, we faxed the doctor a TAR form. Kevin demanded we give him name brand, claiming the generics didn't work. Every time we explained to him that Medicaid doesn't cover name brand drugs. Every time we faxed his doctor a TAR form, and every time his doctor rejected it. His doctor even asked us to please stop faxing him. Kevin swore we were trying to kill him and that he was going to sue us. He would specifically mention how high his blood pressure was and that this stress was worsening his cancer. We politely told him to call his insurance and to please take his business to our competitor across the street. Our competitor asked us to please stop sending him over because he was banned from their store. Several times he did call the Medicaid offices and they confirmed that they would only cover generics. That calmed him down for a month, but then it was back to being a Kevin. After over a year of dealing with Kevin, his attitude finally cost him. To get your prescription, you can either come inside the store and get in line, or you can go through the drive-thru, similar to fast food. This particular day, Kevin was in the drive-thru getting his prescriptions. Then he started to demand bread, milk, eggs, and other groceries. We told him that the drive-thru is for prescriptions only, but he kept demanding that we get him his groceries because he's old and disabled. After 5 minutes of him refusing to leave the store, my manager comes up and asks if we get him his things, would he please leave? Kevin said yes. Then it pretty much turned into a hostage situation. Kevin made more demands, the manager had enough, and just decided to call the police. I was gonna say, it's very risky even giving Kevin one thing that he's not supposed to have, because surely at that point he's gonna just ask for way more like he did right here. What happened next depends on who you believe. According to the police, when Kevin refused to leave, he appeared to be having a heart attack, so they dragged him out of his car. According to Kevin, the police took his keys away so he couldn't drive. Whatever happened, Kevin was in the back of a police car and his car was parked in the middle of our drive-thru. We called a towing company to please remove his car. Kevin was unable to pay the impound fee, so he lost the car and had to rely on friends and public transport to get him everywhere. The irony I see in all of this, Kevin constantly complained about his blood pressure being too high. Maybe if he wasn't such a Kevin, his blood pressure might not have been so high and he'd still have his car. Yeah, I think it's pretty clear from this story that this Kevin just takes life way too seriously. I don't know if he's just that sort of person or whatever, but it doesn't really surprise me that someone like this has such a high blood pressure when they, you know, they just get so stressed about everything, make so many demands, put themselves in so many toxic situations. Like, I'm sorry, Kevin, but you're not really helping yourself, are you, pal? I mean, instantly at the start of the story when he's like, you know what, no, I don't want the normal medication that is covered under my insurance. I only want name brand stuff. Literally, it's the same medication. Surely everyone knows this. It's the same medication, just with different packaging. Maybe, you know, it's got a little bit of a different covering on it. It might be a bit sweeter or something, easier to swallow. Doesn't matter. It's the same stuff. It has the same purpose and it does the same thing. I don't know why he cares so much. It's not going to change your life, Kevin. Just get what you're insured for free. It's pretty simple. But no, he wanted to go above and beyond that. And then the funny bit is when he started asking for groceries at a prescription drive-thru. That got me, not going to lie. But hey, maybe Kevin, this is all part of his big plan to just get drive-through food. Seems unreasonable though, doesn't it? Yeah, what a weird bloke. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. I hope you have enjoyed it. If you did and you want more from me right away, then please do check out my playlist right here of all my entitled parents videos. There are literally hundreds to go through. So if you are new to my channel, first of all, click that. And if you haven't clicked it yet, you might as well subscribe whilst you're here because, you know, I post videos every single day and there are always new videos, which is important. So yeah, subscribe, notifications on, and I'll see you all tomorrow with a brand new video.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.